Despite the ongoing pandemic, more than 50% of Americans plan to take a trip this fall. And that's good news for the vacation rental management platform Vacasa, which is planning to go public via a SPAC and which just released its new homeowner app. Here to talk about all of that with us is Vacasa's CEO, Matt Roberts. Matt, good to see you again. We just spoke a few months ago, and when we did, you told me demand for those vacation rentals was very strong and that business seemed to be coming back. What are you seeing now in terms of holiday travel?
Well, more of the same. The latest survey that we just did indicated nearly half of Americans are planning on traveling this holiday season. And it normally skews towards family travel. So about 65% of people with children under 5 years old are planning to travel over the holidays. And even more important, like if you look at 2022, Alexis, we're seeing really strong interest. It's like 63% are planning to travel in 2022, with 85% planning to travel more than they did in 2021. So confidence is going up quite a bit. In the desire to and willingness to travel.
And also today, of course, a milestone in the pandemic as the U.S. lifts those COVID-related bans, letting in international travelers who can prove that they've been fully vaccinated. Did you ask folks who plan to travel, are they the ones who are fully vaccinated?
We didn't ask that question, but we do notice that in general, we asked about if there was a spike in COVID cases, would they cancel their trips? And this is what I mean by the confidence. Only 49% said that they would, whereas last year was like 75% said that they would. So the confidence level and the ability to travel based on the vaccination rates increasing is clearly there.
I know that one of the metrics you look at is booking windows, how far in advance people are making reservations. What's that looking like here in the fourth quarter and into 2022?
Well, interesting enough, we're seeing another strong fourth quarter. Typically, it was more of a shoulder season. But we're, again, seeing that flexibility for people to travel with remote work, et cetera, is allowing people and the interest in traveling for all the way through the fall season as well. And we're seeing already really good early signs for 2022 in the first quarter. Remember last year, the first quarter was impacted by the surge in COVID cases that shut down many ski markets. And so the ski markets, thankfully, are hopefully going to be in for a very strong year this year.
So are people saying they're willing to travel more? I mean, because when they say travel, it could be by car, which we know lots of folks were doing during the pandemic. So how are people looking to travel? And also, what are some of the big popular spots right now?
Well, 72% of the respondents said that they're still interested in traveling as a drive to during the holiday season. So I think that trend from the pandemic is continuing. Although if you've been in an airport lately, you see long, long lines. So there's a lot of leisure travel for airfares as well. I think that the destination spots are more of the same. A lot of rural locations, obviously we're coming into a different season. So we'll go away from the beach houses more towards the ski destinations and some of the warmer properties in Florida, for example.
I want to talk a little bit about the big technology push that you continue to make, the investment that you're making into tech for your platform. And you just released a homeowner app. Tell us what that is and how does that fit into the overall strategy at Vacasa?
Well, it's the number one requested feature from our homeowners was to have that app so that they could stay really connected to what's going on with their properties. You know, overall, we're a technology platform. It enables everything that we do. And the homeowner app is just an exciting new addition to our overall platform. We absolutely use it to manage the business and to facilitate the service delivery and the revenue for our homeowners as well. What's nice about it is it lets homeowners really stay connected. Again, what's going on in their property is one of their first concerns, and also understand how much income that we're able to generate, or if they want to put a hold on the property, how much money they could have made if they had rented it instead. So a lot of really cool features are in there right now, and it sets the framework for a lot more innovation to come.
And Matt, I know that you are set to become a public company CEO for the second time, the first, of course, being OpenTable. And I know Vacasa is getting set to complete its SPAC merger with TPG. It's a deal that's going to value your company at nearly $4 billion. Can you give us any insights on when we can expect that SPAC merger to happen?
We're in the SEC process from a review perspective, just a normal process. We still anticipate being able to go out this fall. And so excited to take that next step in our journey.
All right. And we will take that with you. I'm sure we'll be speaking then when it happens. Matt Roberts, Vacasa's CEO. Thanks so much.